and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kudoski Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift and loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring an artist profile of Dale Cavanaugh and Thomas Kirchhoff, who have performed and recorded together as the Amadeus Duo for over 30 years. We'll hear music performed by the Amadeus Duo and an interview recorded in 2025. We'll start with the Amadeus Duo performing the Prelude Opus 18 by César Franck. Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard our featured artist, Dale Cavanaugh and Thomas Kirchhoff of the Amadeus Duo, performing the Prelude Opus 18 by César Franck. In addition to her work as a member of the Amadeus Duo, Dale Cavanaugh also performs as a solo guitarist. She recorded a sonata by Diabelli as arranged by Julian Bream and spoke about the piece.
He took two movements from two different sonatas and put them together so that it would be a real, what he considered, piece. Now, some people find that absolutely horrible thing to do, but I think it was brilliant. I love that piece, how Julian Bream put it together. Thank you.
Kavanaugh performing a sonata by Diabelli as arranged by Julian Bream. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Amadeus Guitar Duo members Dale Kavanaugh and Thomas Kirchhoff. Dale Kavanaugh also writes music for the Amadeus Duo, and she spoke about her piece titled Kaleidoscope.
It's just a positive, happy, energetic piece that made me think of a kaleidoscope because it's a little chaotic. It has changes. It has positive energy. A kaleidoscope always puts us in a good mood, doesn't it? So this is a musical positive piece.
Thank you.
The Amadeus Duo performing Kaleidoscope by duo member Dale Cavanaugh. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Amadeus Guitar Duo members Dale Cavanaugh and Thomas Kirchhoff. Dale Cavanaugh spoke about her own music.
I was afraid even to write the kind of music I write for many years because of being classically trained, and I should be much more abstract in all my thoughts. Well, part of my pieces might go a little bit in that direction, but look, I'm writing melodies and rhythms, and other people are writing completely abstract. But then at some point I just said, whatever, just do what I do, be who I am.
Dale Cavanaugh performing her own solo guitar piece titled Etude Rhythmico. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Amadeus Guitar Duo members Dale Cavanaugh and Thomas Kirchhoff. Next, we'll hear them in the International Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Horst Hans Becker, in Rodrigo's Concierto Madrigal. Thomas Kirchhoff spoke about the beginning of their duo.
Dale was known as a soloist when I met her, already known as a soloist. I was not so known as a duo player because I didn't win any big competitions. I was not from one of these classes, even though I had lessons with David Russell. I studied with David Russell 2.5 years. But, the Ersatz were in full bloom at that time. The Katona twins were in full bloom. And all those duos had a big profile. And so I said to Dale, let's have our profile mostly in concertos, which nobody except the Romeros did, and let's invest in that and in Baroque music. That was sort of like our specialty.